أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفمن يمشي مكبا على وجهه أهدى أمن يمشي سويا على صراط مستقيم. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained His great Qudrat also and His great mercy in that Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. That is, that Allah explained how a bird flies in the air and how Allah Ta'ala keeps it up. It is nobody else, not the bird itself, that can stay up. It is only by the Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And in the same way, aeroplanes that fly also, all in the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah had put it in the minds of men how to build the aeroplanes, etc. And after all that technology also, yet we do find accidents taking place. It is all in the hands of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So Allah says, seeing these signs and then walking towards Allah Ta'ala, in that is the wisdom of a person. أَفَمَنْ يَمْشِي مُكِبًّا عَلَى وَجْهِهِ Bhala ek jo chale, onda apne muh ke bil. A person, think for yourself, who walks upside down on his head and dragging himself and walking. Is that person more guided? Ahda amma yamshi sawiyan ala sirati mustaqim. Or that person who is walking straight up and is walking on the straight road also. Which one is better? The person who is being dragged on his head and he can't even move properly forward. That is the person who is on misguidance. And a person who is on hidayat is walking properly on his legs and is walking the right road also. So Allah says, after seeing the clear signs of Allah Ta'ala, walk the straight road towards Allah Ta'ala. In there lies all your salvation and all your goodness. Then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains a few other of His great qudrats and His great favors upon mankind. قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ تُكِهْ وَهِي هَي جِسْنَي تُمْكُ بَنَا خَرَا كِيَا Announce and say to the people, it is none other but Allah Ta'ala who had created you and made you into human beings. And we don't think of it, but this is the greatest proof of the existence of Allah and the greatest proof of the oneness of Allah and His mercy and kindness is insan himself. That how Allah Ta'ala has created this human being. Allah gave him two eyes. Allah gave him vision to see. We don't think when a person suffers a little bit and he feels he's losing his eyesight now. Then we start appreciating what this eyesight is. We are hearing very easily, but if a person starts realizing, now I'm becoming deaf, I can't hear properly, then he realizes and appreciates this great nimet of the ears. A person has little heart problem. A person has little kidney problem. Everyone is in anxiety. The whole family, all are worried. Who made all this and gave it to us? It is none other but Allah Ta'ala. So think of these great favors of Allah Ta'ala. Then after creating you, three particular favors Allah refers to in this ayat. وَجِعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ Or بَنَادِيَ تُمْهَارِ وَاسْتَ كَانْ And Allah Ta'ala has made your ears for you and He has made the capability and ability of hearing. These are two completely separate things. A person who is deaf, who cannot hear, he's got ears, but he can't hear. This is another thing. To have ears is not enough. Then to have the capability to hear, that also is a separate creation of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah has given us. Wasam'a, or kaan, wal absar, or aankhe. And Allah Ta'ala gave us eyes also. A blind person, he has also got eyes, but he hasn't got vision. Or a person has got eyes and vision, but now he starts losing his vision. He can't see. And that is also a cause of great anxiety. And if he has to go for some treatment operation, we know at what astronomical cost these things are done. And there is no guarantee of it coming right also. Allah has given it free of charge. How much mustn't we appreciate the favors of Allah Ta'ala? And more than the eyes and the ears, well, af'ida or dil, and the heart also Allah has given. And all these things register in the heart and mind of a person, and then he knows what he has seen. Just looking is not enough also. It has to be again transformed and changed in the brain to what you have seen. Many times a person sees and he sees wrongly also. How many accidents are caused when a person saw, he misjudged, the brain did not calculate correctly. So all these are the great, great favors of Allah Ta'ala. We don't think of it, we are driving on the road and then we see a sign, stop 200 meters ahead. Automatically the eyes gave a message to the brain, you must slow down now. The brain instantly gave a message to the leg, put your leg, take your leg off the accelerator, put it on the brake now. And then as you are approaching, great, great mathematical calculations take place in the brain. Must you apply more pressure now? Or must you now release it a little bit so that you can come to a comfortable stop at the stop? So this is all the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala which Allah has given mankind. قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ Allah says, very little it is that you make shukr. When we don't even think of it, we don't make shukr. And it is for this reason it is said, we should stay in the company of those people who have got this recognition of Allah. They will open the eyes of our heart, and then we will be able to see Allah in everything also. We look at our little baby, we will see the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. We will see a person who is on his dying bed, is in sakarat, we will see the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. In everything we will see the qudrat of Allah. But if the eyes of the heart are not open, we'll pass by all these great, great signs which are all around us, which are in fact within us. But we won't see Allah Ta'ala. And it will be said that we reach our deathbed ourselves, our own sakarat, but we haven't seen Allah in our worldly life, for which Allah had sent us to recognize Him, and we did not find Him in this world. So Allah, and in another ayat Allah Ta'ala says that there are very few servants who make shukr of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, in this ayat Allah Ta'ala says, even those few who make shukr, made very little shukr. And this is a great thing to reach Allah, that a person sees Allah and appreciates and makes shukr of every ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي ذَرَأَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ To keh, wahi hai jisne khanda diya tumko zameen mein. And say, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is Allah alone who spread you out on the earth. It is said, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came down in India, and more particularly in Sri Lanka, which was part of India at that time. And then from there he came to Jeddah. That is why Jeddah is called Jeddah, your grandmother Hawa. He met her there on the plains of Arafat. And from there, Allah spread the people, and the people are gone. Then people are in China, people are in America, people are in Australia, small, small islands, big, big lands. Allah Ta'ala spread His people. People are living in mountains, people are living in jungles, people are living on ships, on boats, a whole life they live there. All this is how Allah is. This also we should see the qudrat of Allah. And all the different types of people, one is a Chinese, one is a Japanese, one is a Indian, one is a Malaysian, one is a African, one is a European, all are different types of people, but exactly the same features, same eyes, same nose. Medical books are the same for the whole world. It isn't for Chinese people it is different, or for American people it is different. All this should be also a great lesson. But we unfortunately, because we don't keep the company of the righteous and the pious, we don't notice these great, great signs of Allah's qudrat, and we just pass our whole life like zombies, having haven't noticed what these great things are. Like if somebody visits some place which has got very, very many interesting places to visit. He went there and he just stayed in the hotel room. After 2 weeks he came back. And then you asked him, what happened? What did you say? I just stayed in the hotel room. So if we came in this world whole life and we did not see Allah Ta'ala, we just passed our lives like that and we didn't see the great beauty of Allah, the fantastic creation of Allah Ta'ala. We never realized who Allah is. We lost out everything in life. And if we had found Allah and saw how great He is, it would have bring so much of spice and meaning into our lives. وَإِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ، اور اسی کی طرف اکٹھے کیے جاؤ گے. اینڈ اٹ از اونلی ٹو اللہ دیٹ آل آف یو ول ریٹرن اگین. آل آف اس وی آر گوئنگ ٹو بی ریٹرنگ ٹو اللہ تعالی. دوز ہو فاؤنڈ اینڈ سو اللہ اینڈ ریٹرن ٹو ہیم، واٹ انجوائمنٹ دے ول ہیو ان لوکنگ فارورڈ ٹو میٹ اللہ، ان گوئنگ ٹو اللہ تعالی. بٹ اف وی ڈیڈنٹ فائنڈ اللہ، وی وانٹ ٹو، دا موسٹ وی ول وانٹ ٹو بی گوئنگ ٹو از جنت. Jannat is a great ni'mat, but in view of Allah, Jannat is nothing. People will totally forget Allah, will forget Jannat when they will see the great beauty of Allah. So a person who has found Allah, he has found everything. And for that Allah has sent us in this world for this little while to find Allah, and then make effort on the whole of mankind that they also find Allah. They also see Allah, and they are also blessed with this great, great wealth and treasure of finding Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.